I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Teachers in Haiti have refused to return to classrooms, even taking to the streets to protest a lack of pay and safe working conditions. This was already a problem in the country, explains Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love, but the pandemic made it worse.
Haiti runs in cycles. Their government gets money. Sometimes it doles it out and sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't, that means your police can work for months without a paycheck. Your teachers can work for the entire school year without a paycheck.
For Haiti with Love's Burn Clinic has been operating all through the pandemic, sharing the gospel with Haitians who bring their children in for burn treatment. DeHart says people in Haiti are very open to the love of Christ. You can learn more at missionnews.org. And for the first time in living memory, kids have started an academic year in the middle of a pandemic. Keeping your family spiritually grounded is more important than ever, and Keys for Kids devotionals make it easy. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministries.
This is a great time to make devotions in God's Word with your family a regular part of your day. And a lot of people do it in the morning just before they get started with school, especially homeschool families. They'll take turns reading the devotional, whether it be the kids' devotional or our unlocked teen devotional, or they'll do it over dinner as the classes are kind of wrapping up and they get ready for the evening time and family time together. It's going to be foundational.
Find your place in the story and get connected with Keys for Kids at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.